Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. This month's business article keeps it all in the family. Hi, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. We're so glad you're here with us on May 9th to begin a new article. My name is Naomi, and I hope you'll join us on page 20 of your Advanced magazine as we start this brand new article today. Now, we are talking about business, and we are talking about families working together. And I think that's something that's quite familiar to a lot of us. Perhaps we know people who own family businesses, or we've worked with members of our family. A couple of my panelists here today may feel like family sometimes working here together, but actually we're not related. First of all, Linda, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here today.
Now, have you ever worked with any of your family members?
No.
Not at all?
I worked with my husband.
Okay. All right. So you haven't worked for your parents or with your children, but working with your husband, I'm sure that may have some moments of stress, or has it gone well for you?
Yes, it went well for us.
That's good. So do you enjoy working with him then?
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, also in the studio today is Josh. Welcome.
Hi, Naomi. Nice to be here.
Have you ever worked with any of your family members?
I have. I have worked with an uncle a couple years back and won't do it again.
Really? Why not?
I think family and business should remain separate.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, I think there's just a level – well, we're going to get into some of those same issues I encountered in this article. But working with an uncle was a little bit different, I think, than working with my mom.
Okay. And that's what we're discussing today, working with our mothers. Now, this is an experience that I think most of us have probably not encountered. I actually have worked with my mother, but I worked for her. She didn't work for me. She actually hired me to do my first proofreading job ever. So she's the reason I'm here today. And of course, working for my mother, that didn't seem too strange to me. I think there's a lot of situations where we see family-run businesses, even restaurants that we might go to. There are famous family-run businesses as well, people who hire their children and so on, right?
Mm-hmm. I used to work for my mom when I was younger. She ran a restaurant. I worked for her.
Okay.
Worked out fine.
Right. So that's quite typical. But going the other way could present some unique challenges, and that's what we're discussing today. So once again, we're on page 20 of your Advanced magazine, and let's get into our first reading.
Is hiring your mom a risky business? When it comes to hiring a new employee, many entrepreneurs are turning to the person they trust most, mom. As controller, Nikki Simon has significant responsibilities at Scottsdale, Arizona, commercial real estate firm SI. She handles financial matters, helps with human resources, and works on real estate deals. In addition, she has one more vital company role. She gave birth to the founder. Shortly after launching his firm in 2010, Joshua Simon hired his mom as a full-time employee. There is no bond stronger than a mother to their child, so I have the best person at the helm where the money is, said Joshua. I know she's always looking out for my best interests. Whether it's bringing on a bookkeeper, board member, or top manager, many entrepreneurs have turned to a very familiar resource, their mothers. Book publisher Jay Nadeau hired her mother, Marie, as an editor. Construction company owner Matthias Williams employed his mother, Rose, as manager. And graphics design firm owner Faith Ammon has mom, Linda, handle bookkeeping and promotional product sales.
Hi, friends. So once again, you're in the studio today with Naomi, Linda, and Josh. And our title for today is a question, isn't it, Linda?
Right. Is your hiring your mom risky business? Which could or could not be.
Okay. So risky business, what do we mean by that?
Well, it just means, is it a good decision? Are you adding risk to the company? It's hard enough to run a business, and putting your mother in charge of something or adding her to your payroll might be a wise or an unwise decision.
Right. So risky business is a little idiom that we hear quite a bit. We might say, that seems like risky business, even when we're not really talking about business necessarily. We could be talking about anything that we do that would have a lot of maybe pros and cons or dangers involved. Now, as we continue, it says that when it comes to hiring a new employee, what are many entrepreneurs doing?
They're turning to the person they trust most, which is encouraging to hear, their mom.
Okay. When we talk about an entrepreneur, what do we mean by that word?
An entrepreneur is somebody who is innovative and starting a business. It's kind of a startup business of their own that they've created.
Right. And I think an entrepreneur is someone who's very familiar with risky business. They're always having to take risks. So I think it's interesting that they would choose their mothers to work with.
That's right. And smaller companies, which are usually what entrepreneurs are starting, wouldn't have policies against hiring your family, which a lot of large companies do.
Oh, that's a good point, too. This is often an issue when it comes to hiring people. There's a term for it, nepotism, where if you unfairly give the advantage to someone who's related to you, you could even get sued for that in some parts of the world. So it's kind of interesting that, I mean, you make a good point that with a smaller business, that would be less of a concern. Okay. Well, moving into the article, how do we begin, Linda?
Well, this is from Nikki Simon, who is a controller. And actually, this word controller is another form of the word comptroller from the 15th century. They kind of had a change of terminology there. Some people even still say the word controller, comptroller. But that means that she has significant responsibilities in Arizona for this commercial real estate firm that her son started.
Okay. Now, if you are still confused about exactly what a controller is up to, well, this explains it for us, doesn't
it? That's right. In line 4 there, we say she handles financial matters, helps with human resources, and works on real estate deals. And most controllers in organizations are focused on the finance side. But in this case, she also handles HR, which is the acronym we use to shorten human resources, as well as real estate.
That's a lot of responsibility, and she's clearly involved in a lot of different parts of the organization as well. Often someone who is in the financial side of things will mostly be working on accounting. They might not be involved with sales and so on. Same with human resources. So clearly she really does have a lot to do at this company, but she has another vital company role. And when we use that word vital, what do we mean, Linda?
It means something that we can't do without. So here, without her, the founder wouldn't be there because she's his mother.
Okay, I like that. When you say that someone has a vital role in something, you're not expecting it to be that she's the mother of the founder. But of course, that is vital. Without her, there would be no company. Shortly after launching his firm in 2010, her son, Joshua Simon, hired her as a full-time employee. Now, when we launch something, what do we do?
Well, it means we start it. And that's what we're talking about here. He is the founder of this company. He created it. And when it went into business for the first time, that was its launch. And that happened 3 years ago in 2010.
Okay, so he is the person behind this company, and what does he have to say about his decision to hire his mom?
Well, it sounds positive. He said there's no bond stronger than a mother and child, so he has the best person at the helm, which is a great phrase, meaning she is in charge. I see her almost like commanding a ship, at the helm of the ship. In this case, it's the financial side of Joshua's business.
Okay. Now, would you agree that there's no bond stronger than a mother to their child?
I'd say it is very strong, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
I would agree with that statement.
Linda, you?
I hope so.
So I think that, of course, this is what we hope. We all have probably quite strong relationships with our mothers or with people who have been like mothers to us. And so because of that, Joshua says that there's a positive consequence from that.
Right. Of course, as his mother, she's always looking out for his best interests. And so he can trust her wholeheartedly, especially with the finances.
So would you say that this is true? I know that you're a mother. Do you look out for your children's best interests?
Oh, unless... Yes, I do.
Even when it doesn't seem like it to them, right?
Depends upon if it goes counter to mine. No.
I would say my mother is always looking out for my best interests, almost to a fault. You know, like she's so good at it that sometimes it feels almost like she's being a little overprotective or a little worried. I think that's how mothers just tend to be. They love their kids.
I think you have to work at not being.
Mm-hmm.
So you really, as a mother, I mean, even in business, you have to let them go and make their own decisions and not push your own desires on them.
Right. And I think that's a key point to this article as well that we're going to see coming up again and again as we have this discussion. Now, moving on to line 15, we talk more about how this isn't something that's only true for Joshua and Nikki.
No, it says whether it's bringing on a bookkeeper, board member, or top manager, many entrepreneurs are doing what Joshua did, bringing on their mother. So we have a couple of different roles there beyond finance that some mothers are playing with their sons' companies.
Right. When we talk about bringing someone on to a company, what does that mean?
It means we're adding them to our employee base.
Mm-hmm.
You could bring on a freelancer. You could bring on a new creative person. In this case, bringing on a board member is a very important role.
We sometimes even say we're bringing somebody on board. And again, it's like a ship. Going back to the previous paragraph, talking about someone being at the helm, in other words, guiding it all, you also bring people on board. So it's kind of interesting how businesses sometimes get compared in the words that we use to working on a ship.
Lots of naval themes.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so moving on. We have several examples in this final paragraph of our reading, Linda.
We also have a book publisher here, Jay Nadal, who hired her mother as an editor to work for her company. And then we have a construction company owner, and he employed his mother as a manager, and also graphics design firm. So it looks like that there are – it's across the board in different industries where people are hiring their mothers.
Okay. So this is something they were able to find several examples of.
Yes. I thought the construction company one was the most interesting. I think you almost think of office-type work maybe a mom might be suited for. But Matthias Williams gave his mom a hard hat and said, you know, come join our construction company. And Rose, it sounds like, jumped right in.
Mm-hmm. And then the final example, the graphics design firm owner, Faith Ammon, has her mom, Linda, oh, sounds familiar, handle bookkeeping and promotional product sales. So I think also we're seeing a lot of examples of people who are involved in a certain industry, and then they know that their mothers have a certain strength that they can, you know, use in their company. And so, you know, they see, yes, this is a good fit. Would you ever hire your mother?
I think in the right position, potentially. My mom is very talented. She's an office manager and has been for many years. I've never run a company that needed an office manager,
right.
So it's never come up. But I think in that instance, she would be great at doing a lot of these skills we've talked about in the lesson so far.
Mm-hmm.
Whether, you know, if it was a role that might cause more friction, mm-hmm. I would probably think differently about it. But I think she would be a great office manager if I needed one.
Right. And what if your son said that they wanted to hire you?
Wow. I'd be
They're
all
a bit young
for
still.
It. Sure, that's right.
Linda, how about you? Would your kids ever hire you?
Well, actually, because we were going to teach this article, I wrote and asked them. They didn't dare say no. So they both wrote back and said, yes, if you were suited for the position that I was looking for, and the challenge would be that I would boss them around. Me?
Okay, that's a really – it shows that your kids have a lot of wisdom, though, because they're saying, well, sure we would, because we know you're great at your job. If we needed someone with your skills. And I think that's why maybe we don't see it quite as much. I personally would love to work with my mother someday. I'm an editor and a writer and so on. She's an illustrator, graphic designer, artist.
Mm.
And so actually it's a really good match. And we've talked about different projects that we would be interested in working with each other on in the future sometime. But I don't run a business, of course, myself. So and she doesn't live in Asia. So we haven't really run into it yet. But there are a lot of benefits of working with family members and some risks as well. So let's read more about those as we continue our reading now.
benefits, and risks. In hiring their moms, founders often gain much more than an able-bodied worker, said Wayne Rivers, president of consulting firm The Family Business Institute. They also reap loyalty, honest feedback, and an often mature perspective, as well as an employee they can trust with office keys, bank account passwords, and company secrets. Yet working with any close relative can be treacherous territory, say family business experts. When in a professional relationship with a parent, sibling, cousin, or other kin, problems can easily permeate off-duty family time. Childhood insecurities can arise during business meetings. And when a mother is an employee of her son or daughter, that presents unique challenges. Children stop being children at some point, but parents never stop being parents, said Rivers.
So we're discussing the benefits and risks of hiring your mother to work for you. Now, in hiring their moms, or in other words, when they try this, when they do hire their moms, founders gain a lot, don't they?
They do. It says much more than just an able-bodied worker or someone who has the skills to do the job you're asking. And we're going to get to know a little bit about an institute, a consulting firm that's providing us this insight that says it's much more than just a regular employee.
Right. Now, when we use that term able-bodied, to me, I always get a bit of an impression of someone who just has the basic qualifications for something. They're good enough. You know, it doesn't really say that they're super talented or that they're extremely impressive, but they could do it. They're able. But this is according to Wayne Rivers, who's president of consulting firm The Family Business Institute. Now, Linda, did you check that out a little bit?
I did. I looked it up, and it's a consulting firm that actually helps small family businesses that are starting, or you know, private industry businesses, smaller ones. And there are a lot of things that he is involved in. One of them is giving seminars to companies and to help them. So especially during the bad economic downturn, he was giving advice to companies about how to stay afloat, what they really need to pay attention to. Lots of different topics on his website.
Sounds
very, very interesting.
Yeah, great idea. Something wonderful to be involved with, helping people be successful.
Well, he's actually some of the industries that he's involved in are farms, you know, small farms, construction companies, lots of family businesses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a consulting firm in general, it's their job basically to help people, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. If you need some sort of external skill that you don't want to bring in-house or inside your company on a full-time basis, there are consulting firms that can come in and help you maybe develop a new product or a line of business or just work more effectively with what you're doing.
Right.
And this company has received a lot of awards for what they've done to help companies.
Okay, so Wayne Rivers, the president of this company, is our expert, and we'll hear from him throughout this article, so keep your ears open for his name. You know he knows what he's talking about because he has done a lot of work in this field. So he explains that moms offer much more than just the basic abilities. What else do they give?
Well, he says they also reap loyalty. So he's talking about the hiring firm. So they get loyalty, honest feedback, and I think probably that one is very key, and mm-hmm. an often mature perspective,
okay.
Probably because the mother is older.
Right.
And somebody they can trust with a lot of personal information.
Okay. When we talk about reaping here, actually you mentioned farms a moment ago. That's what I think of when I hear reap. What do we mean by that?
You get.
Yeah. Okay. So sort
something
of like
that's produced.
Right. Like a harvest. So you're sort of planting a seed every time you hire someone and you need to see what comes from them, what they produce, what they can give back. So it's a lot of really positive things, often mature perspective. Why do we have that often there?
Well, you hope they are, that they're providing, wisdom from all their years of experience. But I think these are skills that entrepreneurs especially find very difficult to find in younger employees. Younger employees skip around from job to job. They're not very loyal. They'll tell you what you want to hear instead of what you really should hear.
Right.
So I think that he's bringing up some really important points that a mom can provide.
Yeah, especially those final things mentioned about just trust and so on, right?
Right. You don't want to just hand your office keys or your bank account passwords over to just anybody, especially with you hear on the news every day. And also, again, you know, if a mother is looking out for her child's best interests, then she's going to provide all of this backup for them.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Okay, moving on to the next paragraph, we see the risks. We were just talking about all these wonderful benefits, makes it sound so exciting, and I want to run out and give my mother a call right away. But then, we see that key word, yet, and we know something else is coming.
That's right. Yet, working with any close relative can be treacherous or dangerous, extremely dangerous territory, say family business experts.
Okay. So treacherous is a nice, strong, descriptive word. It even gives a bit of an idea of someone being like a traitor. This idea that something is so dangerous that you really can't trust it, which is a big shift from what we were just saying. So how can a mother be so trustworthy and yet the situation be so risky?
Probably due to the closeness of the relationship. I don't think that this means that the business is in danger. It's talking about their relationship, and the balance of their relationship probably is in danger.
Okay. So when a professional relationship with, and then we have a bit of a list here, a parent, we all know those. Siblings is a useful word because it can refer to your brother or your sister, or other cousin or other kin.
That's kin's a fun word, meaning other relatives of you. So we're talking about not just hiring your mom and having troubles, but working with any family members can lead to some difficult times. In this case, easily permeate off-duty family time.
Okay, so if something permeates something else.
Well, it's talking about family time here. So when you go home, you take your business with you. And it means permeate means to spread throughout the whole thing. So if there's a family gathering, those business relationships, also you bring them kind of with you.
Right.
So how do you act toward a cousin that you've hired?
Mm-hmm. And I had this problem working with my uncle. We worked for 3 or 4 years together. And it began where I didn't want to see him socially because I knew we would just talk about work.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like to talk about work when I was with my family. So it did permeate a lot of our time together.
Right. I have this not because I work with any family members, but I live with my coworkers. I happen to have roommates who are also coworkers. So it's natural that you end up talking about work a lot more than you might otherwise, which in some ways can be great because, you know, we understand what's going on. We can share and encourage each other. But it can also be a bit negative because it can burn you out a little bit. You get a little tired of always thinking about work. You need a break sometimes, right?
Right.
All right. There's another point just before we turn the page. That final sentence on the page we all thought was kind of an interesting one, didn't we?
Well, it says here that childhood insecurities can arise during business meetings. Very, very interesting. So I think this probably goes back to, again, to the trickiness of the relationship and how, if we're talking about a mother here, how she perceives her child.
Right. Childhood insecurities would be those things that made you feel a little bit maybe lacking confidence when you're younger. And that definitely comes up for me with my mom because it doesn't take much. She'll just make some comment. And I know that she didn't mean it in any negative way, but it brings some memory or I think of some, you know, habit that I used to have. And I think, oh, she thinks I'm being a bad daughter or something like that. It comes up quite easily.
I had this similar experience with my uncle around our employees at the company. He would tell them often that he remembered changing my diapers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Not good for business relationships.
And not good for making you feel very confident in your workplace.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to spend $1 million on that. Oh, yeah. I used to change his diapers.
That's a problem. Yeah, I think we're automatically a little more sensitive with our family than we are with other people. And so I can see this being a big issue.
Well, I can also see that lacking sense.
Right.
But sometimes we don't know the lines to cross and not to cross,
yeah.
You know, or to step over. And Yeah, it's really interesting why we do what we do.
That's true. And I think that's true actually in nearly any relationship, that we should be a little careful about what we say and what we, you know, how mm-hmm. our words and actions can affect each other. But we see here on page 21, and when a mother is an employee of her son or daughter, that presents unique challenges, even more so than your average family members working together. And what does Rivers say about that?
Well, he says children stop being children at some point, but parents never stop being parents.
That's another very, very interesting sentence. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think in some cases, sure, that you stop being a child and you grow up to be an adult, but your parents always still see you in that almost little boy, little girl way and do things for you and remind you about things that they probably could have stopped doing many years ago, but there's always will be your mom or dad.
And of course, it's because they care. But I'm sure it's a challenge to find the right balance, like you were saying earlier, Linda.
It is. I was just thinking about a time when I was in my late 30s and my mom was telling me how to drive.
Oh, no.
Just like, okay, I've been driving for years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yes. And if you carry that over into a business and in front of that, your child's employees, you have to be very careful.
Right. And I think that's what the sidebar just above our text is trying to say here about maternal instincts.
Yes, it says that maternal instincts win out. And when you win out, it means that you're going to succeed despite anything else. And while if I read the text below it, it says, while every family is different, a mother turned employee is usually more of a caretaker than a father. If you generalize, men tend to have a higher desire for dominance and a lower desire for harmony, and women are the opposite, Rivers said.
Okay, so this is a little distinction. Working with your father, I'm sure, would have issues as well, but mother and child relationships have sort of a special character to them.
Right. I do agree. As you view your child and you see some maybe mistakes they're making or somebody attacking them or disagreeing with them at a business meeting, I think maybe a mother's instinct is to protect her child, even if he's wrong
right.
or she's wrong.
Very natural. Well, we're curious to hear what you think about this. Is hiring your mom risky business? Let us know your thoughts on our Facebook page or log into studioclassroom.com and leave us a comment there. We'll see you tomorrow.